really understand that God is a God of order, and that God does have first things that must be first. And so they, let's say they go to a church, and at the church that they're going to, they hear, say, one of the third things, but they hear that first. This is it, because I heard this first. This is it. So it's understandable that many people get off, but one of the purposes of searching the Scriptures is to begin to understand God's order, or what are first things, in order that they might be placed first and secondary things second. That's why we say, in is before all. This is not just a cute little play on words. This is a spiritual principle. In is before all. Okay? How would a person know that? I would assume, not that I'm the way I learned it. else is a shadow. Everything else is at best a shadow. And then, oh my God, there is, they just took all everything out of, took all meaning out of the shadows. And I knew that the pathway must be through the veil as the Spirit of God would open my eyes to see Jesus. And then I knew that I would be able to live as best I could according to, make it according to the pattern. So I'm down here making it according to the pattern that I've seen in the mountain. are going, yeah, yeah, you know, and they're going, well, you're deaf and dumb, aren't you? Well, what happened to Zechariah when he was in the temple and ran into God? He couldn't talk, couldn't he? He was dumb, you know? And you're just going, you know, and what was funny is that he's in there serving God, doing his duties, and God shows up in the form of an angel, and he freaks out. Ah! And the angel says, don't be afraid. You know, this is really, you know, this temple stuff that you're doing is really just a shadow. The real stuff just showed up. He's going, ah! 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 Instead of going, cool, this is it! Go through the motions dealing with the shadows. I have more security. I can feel the shadows. I can understand them. But you get in the presence of being, and it is, there's no, you know, mind blowing. It changes you. You see, the scripture said that as we look into the scripture and see him, we are changed from glory to glory. And it changes you, but
guys have such good virtues.
Start lifting you up, and then you go, I
situation that didn't need it. Got another situation where I didn't church. Boom, it was there. It's amazing. You know? And the main reason is I've said, Lord, I don't want to spend my whole life throwing money away after insurance. If I need it, tell me when. I mean, when I know. And he's been real faithful to do that. So really, insurance or lack of insurance is not an issue, is it? It's following. Sometimes it may be the Lord to get it to calm your parents. A few bucks to calm your parents, and that's really what you need to do. That's different. If you look at it and it's not going to be a few bucks, it's going to be a lot, it's really going to hurt you and the kingdom and everything else, then your parents will just have to get over it. Seek first the kingdom of God. Well, see, I mean, it's not an attitude toward parents. It's that makes sense. I hope it does. I know how people can take things wrong. I don't want anybody off. I just want people following the law. Okay. He is the beginning, and if you have not yet seen him, you have not yet come to the knowledge of the beginning. Nobody wants to go back to the beginning. They don't want to start over. It means that you lose everything you've worked for. We don't like to begin again. But let me tell you, to begin again aright is good. I've had the Lord speak through me and even to me to people and say, now is the time to begin again. In fact, I wrote a tract on that. It's in one of those brochures or something. It says something like, now's the time to begin again, but this time in the Lord. This time not. You know. Nobody wants to go back. But if you're going back to the beginning, it's okay. No, you're not. But that's the way we think. Yes. Absolutely. Right. That's cool. Well, the truth is, this other part that goes, well, thank God, though, I feel better about it than I ever have because I know this. It's, so it's cool. You're absolutely right. In fact, I'm going to get into that. This clock is stopped moving. Though when Israel had started, remember Israel left Egypt? Though when Israel had started, they had not yet begun. They wandered for years and miles. Sometimes we forget that. We experience it. We're counting on that point. They wandered for years and miles in the wilderness and yet never entered the land. They could look back and say, look how far we have come. Remember what we went through and what God did for us, but they were no further than the first day they left Egypt. They were still in the wilderness. First day they stepped out of Egypt, they were in the wilderness. The last day they stepped out of it, they were still in the wilderness. And there is no, the scriptures say this, and he sent Israel into the wilderness where there is no way. Well, not true. There is no true spiritual progress in the wilderness. Now, it may be necessary to get you to a point,
spiritual qualities. But a lot of times it's tearing down more than it's building up. They hadn't even begun in the place where God was trying to get them. Okay, so let's go back to the statement Al made about, you know, you're not really starting over. I wrote this. You never leave the beginning. You never leave the beginning. You don't begin and then leave the beginning. This is important. A lot of people have messed up because they leave the beginning. The beginning guides your way for the rest of your life. It begins to guide your way for the rest of your life. The beginning is a memorial. Do you remember when Israel finally entered the land? What did they set up? They set up a memorial. What is the purpose of a memorial? To remember. And you remember the significance of the memorial? Death, burial, and resurrection. You never leave that beginning. You never leave it. In fact, it becomes the way you operate in the land. It is the law of the land, if you will. It really is. But it's not the law of the wilderness. It's the law of the land of promise, not the land of earning. It's not something you leave, but you carry with you from the moon. It's kind of like the cross. You never leave it. So you go back to the word big, the cross and he. You never leave Jesus. You never leave the cross. Now, oh, that I could wax eloquent for a while on that little subject, but this little bit. We have people here who are trying to see the cross so they can get it behind them. And they really don't understand. The cross is a way of life. It is the nature of God. It is life. It is. It is the life. It is the Lamb. It is, that we can understand it. But for us, the cross is something we have to bear for a while, which really isn't the cross at all. That's what we call training around here. So we say, I have to bear this cross, which is nothing but training, for a while. But once I've borne the cross and have my training, oh, yay for the day. And that ain't even close. That ain't even the cross, much less. sincere people that have believed this kind of thing, but you couldn't be open to, I call it a deception, because it is. You couldn't be open to a deception like that unless your flesh wanted certain things and you had put it in the
That's really the truth.
Now, and, you know, and only the people that will accept that, that are strictly faithful, you know, that's a fact of true me, will get the picture. Those who don't want to think that they're in the land. Well, I would hate that. They, you know, I mean, to me, I'd rather drop it. That I'm okay with it. No. That lack the beginning don't have the middle or the end. They think they do, but they really don't. If you leave the beginning to get to the middle, then you must start over. You don't leave it, you carry it with you. If the beginning were one thing and the end something else, like a book base, you might have to leave it. He who is the beginning is also the end. We cannot leave. You could never leave. From everlasting to everlasting, as he was, so he will be. We never leave nor forget the humble beginnings and the nail scars after we've gathered around the glory of the throne. So here's the cross. We're sitting around the throne going, oh man, you know, thank God that ain't a factor anymore. Well, who are we worshiping? Who are we looking at? The Lamb of God. We see the nail scars. This is a symbol of the way that he is. He is a lamb. And, you know, Jesus will never leave that. He says, will I forget you? Can I forget you? You have been engraved on the palms of my hands. How am I ever going to forget you? You know, every time he does, pets, ministers, you know, anything that he does, that is, there is always and forever the reality of that. But it is more than a physical manifestation because it really is the foundation is the beginning. The ending is simply the manifesting of that which was from the beginning. So we're jumping way ahead to 1 John now. But 1 John begins this way. That which was from the beginning, we have seen. He's way on down the pattern from the beginning. What's he referring to? Makes it his everything from then on. It is beginning and end from now on.
was, so will he be. The beginning is never forgotten, though the end is being realized. This is hard, because if the manifestation of the thing is what we're after, then once you get to where it starts manifesting, you will have every reason to forget the beginning. But if the beginning is the reason for the manifestation for you, then you can never leave the beginning. The only thing that gives the manifestation, the end, meaning to you is that you know from whence it came. And you cherish where it came more than what's coming from. Does that make sense? I mean, and so that is the truth that makes this have meaning. Not, oh, thank God, well, everything's going rosy now. I knew this is going to happen. This is so cool. You know, and you check your Bible of all the men who forgot their beginnings, that a prophet didn't have to come back later on, and it's more than one, and say, you forgot your beginning. You forgot where you started from. When you started, you saw the Lord, and you were humble and everything, but now you're getting the manifestation, and you feel real good. But you left your first love. You left your first. You left the beginning. You've gotten up, and so now you're enjoying this, and it's causing you to be full of pride. Well, let me tell you, if you're the and you continue with the beginning, then when it starts manifesting in the end, there's no more pride. There's no more, I'm better than you, or I don't have to put up with this. You know, I'll put up with that, whatever you want, as long as I can be by you, as long as I can be in you, of you. The beginning is never forgotten, though the end is being realized. Though it is a glorious kingdom and a glorious throne, yet he that is seated on it is still and always the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And it is a glorious kingdom, and it is a glorious throne. It is glorious. There's no question. But forever the one that is head of that is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Jesus is the beginning and the end, so we are in the beginning in Christ. Once you see him, the fear of the Lord is the beginning. The scripture, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. Before anything was made, he was the beginning. Because all things are made by him, according to him, and from him all things consist. The original seed, the knowledge from which all things can be understood. And you can't understand a lamb by looking at a lamb. Not fully. You can only understand a lamb. Because a lamb is a shadow. The lamb was thought of before there was a creation. And then, after the pattern, God created
virtue of the original. You understand what I'm saying? You really should. If understood a lot, it would. Should. Praise the Lord.
We've had two classes. We've covered two words. We'll have three classes altogether. We've covered three. So, Lord willing, if you'd like to study ahead, you might want to look at the word was. Father, I thank you for this time. And we just ask your Holy Spirit, who is the one, the only one who can open our understanding, to have his way, to have freedom, to reveal the beginning. So that instead of studying so many things, we may know all things by Christ. Instead of giving ourselves in so many ways, all to understand the originacy, the root of Jesse, the one from whom all else is sprung. And to see that, not just for our understanding and our betterment, but that true homage would be due and given. Be within our being towards the one above everyone else. Father, we believe that that is your work now in our lives. And we say yes to it. We say yes. Bring us in through the veil and let us see the fullness.